All right. Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? Good afternoon. This is Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, Labor Day, September 5th, and today's show is a pre-recorded show, actually. We're all out riding our bikes today, so you probably downloaded this later on your podcast. We've got race results from mountain bike racing, racers and chasers in Southern Cal, San Clemente Criterium in Southern Cal, also Northern Cal Masters Road Championships. Masters Road Championships, that was held at Fort Ord in Northern Cal. And an interview with also Hoodoo 500 promoter, interview with Brian Bowling, the promoter of the Hoodoo 500. This is an ultra marathon road event, and sounds of the Hoodoo as well along the course during a very, very difficult ride. The Hoodoo, actually, we had interviews with the crew too. I had a chance to actually ride the Hoodoo 500, and that's from St. George back to St. George. Yes, 518 miles. We'll have some sounds of the Hoodoo 500 as well coming up for you on Bike Sport Radio. So, kind of a short show today. Also, it is a holiday, Monday, September 5th, Labor Day. So, let's get into some race results right now. Why don't we do it in the road? Okay, Northern California Masters Road Race Championships. Masters 30 to 34, Joshua Carling is your new champ, riding for Michael David Winery Cycling. 35 to 39, Matthew Carino, riding for Arts Cyclery. Masters 40 to 44, Kevin Klein, Yahoo Cycling. In the Masters 45 to 49, Don Langley, riding for Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. Masters 50 to 54, Stephen Guile picking it up the win for Voss Racing. And our new state champion, the 55 to 59, Mark Caldwell, running for Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. Women's Masters 30 to 34, Lucia Macris for Los Gatos. 35 to 39, Ricky Priestler, running for Metro Mint Cycling. And in the Masters 40 to 44, Peanut Butter and Company 20s, Gianna Roberge, Masters State Championship in the women, 45 to 49. Jane Despas, the new champion. Women's Masters 50 to 54, Jeannie Phillips, riding for Wells Fargo Racing. Women's Masters 55 to 59, Leslie Jensen, riding for Team One Racing. And in the Women's Masters 60 to plus, riding for Victory Velo, riding out of Grass Valley, California, Phyllis Ulrich. Phyllis Ulrich. Complete details on the Masters Northern Cal State Road Race Championships at usacycling.org. And that race was held on the Central Coast Circuit Race Course at Fort Ord, California, August 14th. All right, the Over the Hump Mountain Bike Race Series in Irvine on August 30th, midweek race series. Men's Pros, Ted Willard taking third place for Rock and Road Cyclery. Daniel Munoz in second, riding for Cyclery USA. And your winner, Brandon Gritters, also riding for Rock and Road. Men's Experts, Peter Smith from Redondo Beach, picking up the win there. In the men's sport category one, Rob Angle, sponsored by John Sinberg, was your winner. Men's sport cat two, Bill Pointer, riding for OCRider.com Fullerton Bikes. Men's Sport Category 3, Steve Strickler, riding for BFC, was your winner. And in the Men's Sport Cat 4s, Cycles Veloci's Simple Greens, Mark Dooley, out of Anaheim, California. Men's Super Sport, Velo 605's Tim Grange, was your winner. And in the single speed race, brought to you by FNM Bike, Two Wheels, One Planet's Andrew Christie was your winner with a time of 53.36. Beginner men's, category one, Lawrence Maftai taking third, Kurt Smith in second, and your winner running for Two Wheels, One Planet, David Skeeters. Men's beginner twos, Kevin John in third place, Corey DeMante taking second, riding for Rock and Road Shower, and your winner, Michael Russell. In the men's beginner threes, Scott Malusi for Surf City Cyclery taking third, Craig Mitchell second, and Gary Rinko was your winner. Women's expert and pro Amy Griffin from La Habra taking the win. Women's sport from Foothill Ranch, Allison Jones taking that win. And in the women's beginners, rounding out the podium in third place, Liliana Rehorn. Second place from Orange, California, Dina Graham. And your winner, right from Cyber Duo Solutions, Kim Allen. Juniors, 11 through 15. James Bustamante from Whittier taking that win. Junior girls, 11 through 15. Danielle Emter from Foothill Ranch taking that win. And that was the Over the Hump Midweek Mountain Bike Series held on Tuesdays, August 30th. Complete race details at overthehumpseries.com. All right, more mountain bike results. Southern California's Racers and Chasers, the Julian Stage Race. Julian Stage Race. In the marathon only race, open men's, third place going to Andy Green, second place Rich Kritzer, and your winner David Stowell. All these racers completing six laps of the marathon race. Open women's race, second place Annie Lorenzana, and your winner Tammy Tabeek. More details at racersandchasers.com for that race as well. And in Southern California, Criterium Racing, the San Clemente Criterium on August 28th. Men's pros and Cat 1-2's Andrew Bosco taking the win. Second place going to Devin Dunn from Cash Call Mortgage. And your winner, David Santos, also from Cash Call Mortgage. In the women's pros and 1-2-3's, Pam Schuster picking up the win there, riding for SC Velo Empower Coaching. Masters 45's Steve Klasna for Big Orange Synergy Cycles takes the win. Masters 35's Michael Easter was your winner. In the men's category 3's, Derek Swinfard riding for Monster Media Racing was your winner there as well. Complete results on the San Clemente Criterium held on August 28th at scnca.org. Okay, we've got some upcoming events. Up in Northern Cal, cyclocross season starting September 10th. Race number one of the Central Coast Cyclocross Series at Fort Ord, Saturday, September 10th. race number one, followed by race number two, September 24th, all on Fort Ord. CCCXcycling.com for details on that cyclocross series in Northern Cal. And on Sunday, September 18th, Tom's Farm Time Trials in Corona. That's a Southern California time trial event presented by Pacific Sunset Velo. You can find out further details on that event at psvelo.com. Tom's Farm Time Trials, USA Cycling, race categories. And big event coming up October 1st through the 5th at the L.A. Velodrome in Carson, California, the Home Depot Center. USA Cycling's Elite National Track Championships starting October 1st, Wednesday, through Sunday, October 5th. Local volunteers are needed. Visit lavelodrome.org if you'd like to volunteer or come out and watch the Elite National Track Championships. This is an awesome event to watch. No brakes bike racing on a closed circuit where you can sit and watch the entire race tactics unfold right before your eyes live at the LA Velodrome. Visit lavelodrome.org once again for Elite National Track Championships. And also coming up September 24th through the 25th. Billing themselves as the undisputed hardest two-day USA Cycling race, the Everest Challenge, the California-Nevada Cycling Climbing Championships, the Everest Challenge. 2 days, 208 miles, and 29,000 feet of climbing, plus an awesome race up in the Death Valley Bishop area, riding up the ancient Bristlecone Pine Forest Peak up there at over 10,000 feet. And that's a two-day stage race, September 24th through the 25th. EverestChallenge.com for details. All right, so coming up next, we've got Sounds of the Hoodoo 500. This is an ultra-long marathon bike race, 518 miles. I actually got a chance to ride this myself. And talk about a brutal event. Oh my God. It was something else. 518 miles throughout Utah, some gorgeous scenery through Bryce Canyon. And touch on a little bit of Zion. Flirted with Arizona too. A little bit of Arizona Indian Reservation going through. The weather ran the gamut from 108 degrees in St. George up to 10,000 feet above Cedar Breaks, around 50 degrees with thunderstorms, pouring rain and everything. And so sit back and enjoy some of the sounds of live action at the Hoodoo, as well as an interview with Hoodoo 500 promoter Brian Bowling, coming up now. Bike Sport Radio, we are on the start line in St. George, Utah at the Hoodoo 500. It's Friday, August 26th. August 26th, what is it, a little before 7. 6 minutes to start. Where'd Tony go? Tony was far right at the start line. And all the solo riders were getting ready to start. Promoter Deborah Bowling is right there. Rottweiler watchdog coming by the start line here. We've got Dennis, Max, and Brenda on crew. And what else? What do you want to see? Have anything to say?
The crew's
ready to go.
There's Brian over there.
Brian Bowling right here?
No, he's up there. I'll get him later.
All right. Okay. And they're calling us to the start line now. Bike Sport Radio. We'll be coming back with some reports on the Hoodoo 500 2011.
Okay, we're at mile 60 into the Hoodoo race. We've got Brad out there on the course, riding along.
Waiting,
and we've got
him to come up for another handoff.
We're waiting for another handoff. All right, so how's it going, folks?
Brad's chilled out a lot, now calmed down now that we took the radio away from him. He was using up all his air, gabbing on the radio when we couldn't even hear.
Radio etiquette.
Yeah, giving us lessons on radio etiquette as he rode along.
Okay, Crew Chief Dennis, what is your input?
I am glad Brad does not have the radio. I think it's helped tremendously by removing the airtime that he's spending on the radio. Therefore, he can spend more energy and moving the bike forward and letting the crew help with what we can do best.
All right, that's reporting in from along the side of the road with the flashers blinking and Brad Insight with Maxwell getting ready to give him a food bottle. You'll hear more later on. Stay tuned. Okay, Bike Sport Radio reporting in on the Hoodoo 500. We're at mile 105.6, and it is 2:11 p.m. Here's the crew. All right, crew chief.
Okay, we're trying to figure out what our rider's problem is with his feet. He appears to have some issues, as we've noticed when approaching. It looks like he's trying to skateboard. Get the circulation in his feet going. We know it's hot outside. We don't know how well he's acclimating to the heat, or the if the electrolyte balance might be off. What's your opinion on this, Maxwell?
I don't know. It might just be sore joints in his foot.
All right, here we are again. Brad House crew at mile 112, and it's 2:48 p.m. All right, crew chief, here it is. What did we just do?
After waiting for our rider to get far enough ahead so that we could leapfrog, which is what you have to do on Saturday, we came around a corner on this climb, and we see our rider sitting in the side of the road, and we were wondering what on earth is going on. So we pulled over, we got past the rider, and he's pointing back down the road, and we were clueless as to what that meant. So we pulled over, and
it was his.
Then I guess one of the other crew members came out, and what did he say?
I dropped my gel. I can't go back on the course, you said. Lordy, lordy. So we ran and got it, and he was fine. Okay, signing off. We'll catch you down the road.
Passed another guy.
125 miles. Let's get up here where your bike is.
I'll walk it up.
Okay.
You can't do that.
That's right.
You can't do that.
I'm holding it now. We're overlapping wheels. Okay. Get that helmet off
too?
Of there.
Oh. There yeah, you did you want this helmet or no?
No. No. You're doing great.
It's too hot.
I tuned up the shifting.
Yeah.
Oh. I need to stretch.
Okay.
I'm hurt. 150 what? 160?
No.
170. Where are we?
You're at like 125. Come on. Come over this way.
No, Dennis called out 150 over 10 miles.
He said 115.
115.
He accidentally said 150.
All right.
But you're doing great because you're passing others.
What time is it though?
It's 3:40.
Oh, shit.
But look at, you're okay. You got to just keep the wheels going. I know. You're doing great, hon.
Oh, okay.
You like
see
this?
The lightning?
Yeah. You'll have pretty scenery. You'll be hitting that bike path after a while. Okay, rock and roll. Yep, forward and straight. Okay, that's Bike Sport Radio at mile 115, and it is 3:40. Brad's taking off with the bike exchange. Okay, it's Bike Sport Radio. It is 4 p.m. and the thunderheads are above us. The cars are coming past, so that's what you hear. And let's see if we hear some more thunder. Brad's riding into it. He doesn't want his rain jacket yet. We're getting close to 130 miles. The clouds are looking cool. Dennis is singing.
Riders on the storm.
You do have. Do you want it now or next stop? Do you want your jacket and do you want shoes?
I want the jacket. It gets too hot. What do I have in long sleeve?
You have that long, heavy one, and you have a base layer, that black base layer.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to need those for the downhill and the cold.
Okay.
If they get wet, they're no good.
Okay, but do we need to keep rolling then, or you want a jacket for right now? You want that little light yellow one that's bright?
I guess I'll take the jacket. I hate that thing.
I know, he's wanting this jacket.
You know, I'm almost tempted to take the DQ and have you guys just follow me and just do my own time.
No, you're fine, you're fine. You are not, no.
They should allow vehicles to follow. This is insane.
Come on, you're okay, baby.
Yeah, I almost got hit on. I was on the white line.
Let's go,
and
come on.
An oncoming car came across.
No quitter here. We're no quitter here. Just be safe and stay on this side, okay? You put a lot of money and effort into this. Besides, Tony's coming behind you. Come on, Mr.
Tony?
Come on.
No way.
Yeah, come on. Mr. Torrance, let's get your butt going, buddy. Okay, tell me if you want your rain jacket or your...
This is going to have to do.
Okay, tell me if you want your clear lenses. Go get them, babe. That was mile 132. It's raining now. It's 4:12. P.M. into our Hoodoo 100. Listen to the rain hitting the vehicle.
Glad I got Gore-Tex shoes. Oh, good for you. Oh, I forgot my rain. Mine are like, if I stomp in a puddle, I get like a little bit.
Oh.
But it takes a couple
shoes, they don't drain.
Yeah.
You gotta like lay on your back.
Hey, I'm back at Hoodoo, reporting in. It is 5:40 p.m. Brad is on the bike trail right now. It stopped raining, but the site is absolutely gorgeous. You can tell there's dark clouds around. There's sun coming through some of them, but it looks like we've got rain ahead. There's a little bit of thunder going on, so I'm going to be quiet for a little bit so you can listen. Breeze. There's the cars. Okay, I'm walking. I don't hear the thunder though, but it's incredible. I'm gonna take some photos.
29, that's it.
Okay,
that's
Bike Sport Radio at Hoodoo 500. It is
229.
229. It's 11:25 on a Friday night.
Yeah.
We're taking a little foot break here.
Yeah, my feet are on fire. We've got rock tape, thanks to rock tape, and the rock sauce. We're rubbing rock sauce all between my toes and everywhere as my feet are on fire. I don't know why.
Oh, here's chips. These are
I've
corn.
Changed shoes. But, crew's doing a great job. We're at... umpteen thousand feet altitude, and we've got, what did we say, 240, we're at 229, okay. The goal was to get in 350 before dawn, and get a slight nap right now, 4 or 5 in the morning. We'll see if we can do that or not. I don't know, that's still 100 miles to go before 5 a.m. I don't think I can do 100 miles in 6 hours, but we'll try to get as much as we can. And Bike Sport Radio, Brad to the Bone here reporting, and he is the one doing the hoodoo. What a nutcase. I should stick to radio reporting, huh, homie? Bike Sport Radio coming back at you later.
All right, here we are on Hoodoo 500. It is Saturday morning, 8:20, August 27th, and sun is up. Had some rain showers last night. Brad is pedaling away. And I'm going to turn it over to Dennis.
Okay. This is Brad House's crew chief from the back of his support vehicle. I haven't had much of a chance to look out, but when I do, it's beautiful country. And I feel sorry for our rider that he can't look around and enjoy it as much as he would probably want to, because he's in day 2 of this epic race. And He's working on getting over the next hill. That's basically what the focuses have been
the
past series. And I'm going to turn this over to our longtime master crewman, Maxwell, here.
Maxwell, are you awake?
I am.
You're behind the wheel, so we want to know.
Yeah, driving along. What I've been driving since for about 12 hours now. Since about 8:15 last night. It's 8:20 in the morning now. So with a couple of short breaks, been driving for about 12 hours.
Okay, and that terrain last night, how many miles was that about? It was real steep, remember?
The downhill portion?
No, the uphill, remember?
The uphill was roughly 25 miles of steep. Excruciatingly painful-looking uphill. And then there was a false summit at the top for about a mile and a half, followed by about 10 miles of downhill, where the headlights were in question of whether they would have enough power to see him to the bottom. But indeed, while we cycled the lights back and forth and were able to work through that yet another, obstacle overcome.
All right, that's the crew for Brad House on the Hoodoo 500. We are signing off. It's, again, 8:23 right now. You'll hear from us soon.
Okay, we are on the final climb of the Hoodoo 500. Mother Nature throwing everything she's got at us. Thunderbolts of lightning coming down, just about deafening me. And this pass goes up to about 10,000 feet of elevation at the Hoodoo. So the organizers are truly evil. And I don't think they ordered the storm, but Utah this time of year does get some electrical activity in storms. So I don't know what altitude I'm at yet, but the hills aren't that steep, but he can't breathe up here. His air's thin. And I've been told I was in third place. I'm actually riding this thing here on the Hoodoo 500. Can't be going uphill because I'm coasting. It's kind of flat now. It'll roll up again. There's lightning there. Whoosh! That was a big one. So, the weather was actually fairly cooperative. It can get really hot out here, but we lucked out with a couple of thunder showers and cloud cover. Kept the temperatures manageable. Up in this pass here, it's cooling down quite a bit. Could be as low as 45, 50 degrees at the top, even though it's August, because it's at 10,000 feet of altitude.
Where are we? Cedar City. Okay. Export radio. 433 miles, time station 6, so...
Describe what you just saw.
Oh.
On top of the hill.
Hoodoos. The Hoodoo 500. A bunch of hoodoos on the downhill. Awesome downhill that was coming down. What was that, 89? No. How was that?
Well, look right here.
No.
56.
Highway 56. Okay. And it comes down. Screaming fast descent. And, what do we got
snow.
Left?
Some, we saw some snow.
Mostly.
Did you see anything on the side of the road?
Snow.
While we came down?
Deer. Skunks. Possums. Raccoons. And you name it. It was there. And where are we heading for?
We're going...
Snow Canyon next.
Snow Canyon. And then 18 miles after that.
All right. And then 18 miles and we will be done and with the Hoodoo 500 here at Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, Bike Sport Radio's here at the finish of the Hoodoo 500, the umpteenth annual, I don't know. I'm with Brian.
Fifth annual.
Fifth annual, Brian. Tell us about the Hoodoo and what it is and why people do it.
What were you saying year one about whether this is going to last?
Oh, that's right. You said, you did it the first time and you didn't know what was going to happen again, right?
We weren't sure how people would take to it. The route is definitely difficult, a little remote to get here.
Uh-huh.
Not hard to get here from Vegas, and actually it's a pretty quick drive from Southern California, but there's definitely a perception it's out here.
Yeah.
Which isn't true, but yeah, it's a one tank race. But what makes this race, I think, so unique is you go through two national parks. You overlook a third one. You go through a couple of national monuments and so many state parks and national forests, you lose count. There's hundreds of miles with literally two turns in it. Makes it a phenomenal course as far as navigating. We have great roads out here, fantastic scenery.
We still have one guy that made a wrong turn and did 20
bonus miles, yeah. And the surprising thing was he was a Voyager, and you think he would have studied that once you make the right-hand turn on Highway 12, you take it to the end for 120 miles, no turns. But it does happen, unfortunately.
Wow.
But it is really a very easy route to navigate.
Oh, the scenery is gorgeous. It's probably the most beautiful scenery I've ever ridden my bike through.
And I think it has a unique... the course is unique in that it's extremely tough, but the last 90 miles are a nice reprieve. Once you've cleared the climb out of Cedar City, you have it. It's not easy, but you have a pretty good ride back in. You're losing over 4,000 feet of elevation.
More downhill than uphill. That's great.
A lot more downhill than uphill. You don't feel the heat at all coming into St. George when you're going downhill, and as the night comes in, the heat is very manageable. You finish with Snow Canyon, which is absolutely gorgeous. You get to finish where you started, so your car, your bags, everything's back here, right where you started.
Cool.
And we've had just some phenomenal support from UDOT. It's made it very easy for us to put on this race, very lenient with the rules we use, and it's really kind of neat to be out there, and all these little sheriffs know you're coming through and how supportive they are of the race.
And it's the Hoodoo 500, but it's actually 518, right?
give or take.
Okay.
The route actually hasn't changed except when the Ironman came to St. George a couple years ago.
There's a new road.
There's that new road got finished because they couldn't close the intersection. So that's the only route change we've ever had. And if you look at the map, it will be the only route change we ever have. There's just no chance of housing development springing up in Enterprise. So I think it'll be really nice that the route will be consistent. The records will be extremely consistent.
Those of you listeners out there, Google Enterprise, Utah, and look at the population. And all of any listeners that want to do something like an extreme event like this, distance riding, you can find out about it at, how do you find out about it?
Hoodoo500.com.
That's with an H, Hoodoo500.com on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Little interview.
Yes, a fun little interview. Bike Sport Radio is here with Elton Bryant. He's going to tell us all about crewing because he's the smart one. He crewed instead of riding. Tell us about crewing.
What do you want to know about crewing?
Well, is it something you think you should do before you ride? Because then you might be a better rider and not beat up your crew or something.
Are you talking about four-man, solo? I've never had anybody solo, but four-man?
Oh, okay, four-man. That's the way to go.
It's.
I may never do this again solo.
Sure you will.
So wait, you had to crew for four people. Isn't that a lot harder?
No, it's actually easy because what you do is you have an organization of how people go in and out of the pools.
Okay. Do you guys go through the same rotation?
Yes, we never switch rotation unless somebody's hurt.
How often do you guys switch?
Every 30 minutes.
Okay, well, wait, there's four of you, though. So that's an hour and a half before
so you have
right. Okay.
Right.
Cool, cool.
And then in the mountains, we switch off to where you have 20-minute pulls for the mountains. That way you go up at faster and fresh.
Shorter.
Yeah.
What about the downhills? You do a longer pull on the downhills then?
You never let a guy off on downhills. One man.
Right.
You can't catch a guy going 40 miles an hour from a dead stop.
That's right. That's right. So you don't switch until it's flat.
Correct. Actually, up on an uphill. Uphill or flat.
Okay. Yeah, there's no uphill out here, though.
No. this is a flat course.
Yeah, right. And you're one of the skippers?
Yes.
Yep. Your name's?
Matt.
Matt Skipper. All right. What was your rotation? Number one, two, three, four?
I was number two.
You were number two.
Okay. My dad, then me.
Okay.
Then Clay, then Scott.
Right. Okay.
The only time we switched that was when we had two bike mechanicals. So we had to have, we had to switch off with two bikes.
You guys had to share bikes.
Yeah.
Two bikes.
So you had to take bikes apart and readjust them?
No.
Fortunately, we have the same height riders.
Oh, good
for
you.
And so they all rode 56-centimeter bikes.
Right on.
So we made, one seat adjustment?
Yeah.
And so for the whole race, not the whole race, about three-fourths of the race, we only had two bikes.
Oh, between four people.
Between four people.
Yikes. Well, good job with the race today. Anything you guys want to add or anything about the crewing?
Well, yeah.
You had a good time?
Come out to Utah and race this.
All right, we'll do it. All right, thanks, you guys.
Thank you.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, so that just about wraps up the show. Thanks for listening to another Bike Sport Radio. We're going to have a quarterly thing coming up with medical support on event support. That's from Robert Sandoval. We're going to have him in the studio in a couple more shows, and he's actually going to come in quarterly to talk about event medical support and what you need to support your events as well, because it's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. So thanks again for listening to another Bike Sport Radio, and we'll see you next time. She